Rabotai, we just want to read a few halachot in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Shin Memhe, Arba Reshuyot LeShabbat. There's four domains basically on Shabbat. It's straight out from the Gemara. Reshut Yachid, the Reshut Rabbim, and then you have a Karmelit. And then the Mishnah, and then you have Makom Patur. So the Maran says, Ezu Reshut Yachid. What's considered Reshut Yachid? Makom HaMukaf Mechitzot Gibhot Asara Tefachim. You have a place that has walls that are 10 Tefachim high. V'yesh bo Arba'a Tefachim Adalit Tefachim Oyotev. And it has 4 Tefachim by 4 Tefachim area. V'chein Haritz, so for that matter, a furrow. Asara v'rachab down on them, v'chein tel gavoa, or like a mountain, or mound. Gavoa asara v'rachab down on dalit. So that's the, that's the case of the shoot ayachid. Then Maran writes in Alakad Dalit. Chorim, shebekotle reshut ayachid. You have holes that are in the walls of the reshut ayachid. You have a wall, which is reshut ayachid. It's 10 high, it's 4 wide. As a deen of reshut ayachid, there's a little indentation in the wall. And you want to take something from the reshut ayachid and you throw it and it lands in the hole of the wall. So the holes of the walls of the Reshut Yachid are like the Reshut Yachid. She can appear Reshut Yachid, him Reshut Yachid. Says the Mishnah Berura. So it says, Omar, afidu imponim gam Reshut Rabin. Kevin shachoru me'ever le'ever. That's it, all going through the wall. So on one side it's open to the Reshut Rabin. On one side it's open to the Reshut Yachid. And the Knas Sham gam klapir Reshut Yachid dinam Reshut Yachid. Ba'alken, Asur nosi ezra shem muna ala chor leshut rabim. You cannot take something from that hole and put it in the shut rabim because you go from the shut yachid to the shut rabim. Or the kamelit asamuch lo. Vimachnish meshut rabim letocho chayav. Fine. Vine edata tosafot delet chayuva ela im ken hayav b'achor dalet al dalet tefachim. He said the hole has to be the size of 4x4 to be considered a makom. חשוב. אבל דעת הרשב"א והמאירי זה בחולי רשות אין צריך שיהיה לך דלת. לא דעת the area of דלת על דלת. יש להם דין רשות על עצמה בכל גבנה. Fine. Now, how does this manifest itself in the הלכה? חולי רשות היחיד is considered like רשות. Do we have such a concept today in practicality of the holes that are coming out of the Reshut Yachid? So we have a case that is quite common, and that would be considered the keyhole. The keyhole that comes out of a person's door. So the house is Reshut Yachid. You have a hole that's coming out of the Reshut Yachid into that little keyhole where you're putting the key in. Now if a person is going on Shabbat and he has a key, how does he have the key? Maybe he's not carrying the key. Let's say he leaves the key on the porch. He hides it under the mat. Or he's wearing it in a way where, let's say, it's not a problem of carrying it. You have these key belts that they have, or these key ties. We're not discussing the different ways to carry a key on Shabbat. Give the simplest case. You put it under the mat. You don't have to worry. So now, what do you have a situation over here of? You're on your porch. How are you going to consider your porch? Well, we're not going to consider the porch a Reshut Rabim. It's not a Reshut Rabim. Maybe the porch has a deen in some cases of a Karmelit based on its height off the ground and based on the size. Every porch could be different. Well, it depends on how high you're up. Or the porch can be considered a Reshut Yachid. Well, if the porch is a Reshut Yachid, so now I have no problem to take the key, stick it in the keyhole, Reshut Yachid to Reshut Yachid is no problem. But if the porch is considered a Karmelit, Karmelit would be something that's not 10 tefachim off the ground, and it's, even though it's 4x4 tefachim, but it's low. They have a low porch. So today they're building the porches low, because they want to get the high ceilings. So you have the porches that are low off the ground, so the porch really can be considered a Karmelit. Now if you considered the Reshut Yachid, that hole, you can't take the key and take it from the Karmelit and stick it in the hole, because you're going from a Reshut Karmelit to a Reshut Hayyarit, albeit it's only Yisud Rabbanan, but Yisud Rabbanan is Yisud nonetheless. We don't think like it. We think, what do you mean? Everything's outside. The hole's outside, so what's the problem? I'll just take the key, stick it in the hole, put it right back under the mat. I didn't transfer any of the shuyot. But if you say, Hurir Yisud Yahid, it's considered like the Yisud Yahid. And I don't care how high the keyhole is, because the Shuti Yachid goes all the way up to the sky. So it doesn't matter more than Tetefachim, less than Tetefachim. So what is the halakha regarding this? So in truth, this is discussed by the poskim. The Shemirat Shabbat Kilcheta was Mahmir indeed in such a case. And he said, Shimchor Man'ud hu mefulash mitzad echad shel hadelet tzida sheni. He said, if you have it attached to your belt, don't take it off your belt. That's why you see some of the guys, they lift themselves up to the keyhole and they open it like this. So now it's not considered as if it went into the committee, it's considered as if it's batim to the person. It's still attached to you. It's still attached to you. It's like part of you. And therefore he says, it's possible to shoot the rabbim. Let's say you have a door on the street. You know, you don't have a porch, let's say. You're going straight from the shoot the rabbim in that situation. So he says it's going to be a problem. And that's the way the Minhat Yitzhak also comes out. He gives a different answer to Minhat Yitzhak. He says, נקד גם כן שמחון מפולש ממדם ויש לו דין חולשות יחיד אך כתב שם עצה קלה לסתום את הנקב מבפנים מערב שבת על ידי דף באופן שלא יהיה אפשר להשתמש בפנים ולא יהיה לו דין חולשות יחיד. מחד ישראל says that only time it's חולשות יחיד, if it goes in and out, you can access it from the outside and from the inside. You ever see sometimes on these locks they have this little cover that covers the lock from the inside. So you get one of these covers, so therefore it's not going all the way through. You can only access it from the outside. You can't access the hole from the inside. If you can't access from the inside, it doesn't have a din of chorei reshut yachid, because chorei reshut has to go all the way through to the reshut yachid. It's not going to the house. It doesn't go all the way in. So therefore, exactly, it's dead on the inside. And therefore, in that case, somebody has a din of whatever it is on the outside, kalmidit, whatever you can call it. Therefore, it'd be permissible. So just giving you an example, we have a case of a gemara, chorei reshut yachid, and you say to yourself, where are you going to have a chorei? We don't live like this today.
Top of the stores.
Exactly. Perfect example. There's no porch. The storefront, the sidewalk is the Shuta Rabim already. See, there is Shuta Rabim, the Shuta Rabim.
Same level.
And therefore, he puts the key under the mat, let's say. He's a Sadiq, you're not carrying. So you take the key up. So he's thinking to himself, what's the difference? I'm going to Shuta Rabim. I'm not moving four amot. I'm just taking it, putting it in the hole, so putting the key right back. But if you say, the Chorei Shuta Rabim, Shuta Yachid, you're going from the Shuta Rabim to the Shuta Yachid. That's the Shuta Raita. So therefore, either follow Shabbat Shabbat Kelchetaz item, don't take it off the guys. If you're wearing it, know it when it's still attached. Or the Minhag Yitzchak's idea to clock it from the inside, close it from the inside, so it's not mifulash, and then you'd be able to open the door. But it's a she'ela how to open a door on Shabbat, even with a key that is left there from before.